and those that are listening on the website today. God wants us to be certain of things. You know, when you're certain, is to be absolutely sure, to be convinced, to be confident, you know, to know. There's things that God wants you to know when you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. One is to know that you're saved. Amen? And as a child of God, that to know that he will strengthen you. And as a child of God, to recognize and to know that he will sustain you. And as a child of God, to recognize that you are special. Amen? And how important each and every one of you are. Amen? So today in 1 John chapter 5, I'm beginning to read with verse number 13. The Word of God says this. It says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." The title of this morning's message is Activate to Navigate. You know, so many times we say, we quote the word where the Word of God says, "The steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord, and he finds delight in his way." But what the Lord wants us to understand is our faith activates the direction that we're being navigated to. Amen? So we spoke about it this morning, and one of the things that the Lord said today is to be thankful. And I'm thankful for everyone's faith in the room. Amen? Because everyone in the room has a measure of faith. And I'm grateful for your faith. Amen? I'm grateful that you brought your faith into the room today to accomplish whatever God wants to do in this atmosphere. So there's three things I want to look at today in the Word is the confidence, the confiding, and the confirmation. Amen? The confidence, the confiding, and the confirmation. Now, I do this so you can follow it. Amen? So I don't lose you somewhere along the way. Amen? So can we lift up the Word and make a declaration here together today? Repeat after me and say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen." Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent your word to accomplish something in every heart and every life. So, Father, first and foremost, again, get me out of your way. May I be opened and sensitive to what you want to say to this body of believers. And when everything is said and done, all glory and honor will be unto you. If there's any that does not know you today, may this be the day of their salvation. If there's any that have drifted away, may this be the day of the return. And for the entire body, may we be edified and exhorted and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. I will never cease to give you all the glory, honor, and praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, last week, first thing we're looking at, he says, and this is the confidence that we have in him. And first we're going to look at the confidence. Last week we spoke about we only hit what we aim at, amen? And we talked about aiming to please the Lord, aiming to produce fruit, and aiming to progress in the knowledge of God. And so when we're looking at the confidence that we're looking at is faith. And the Word of God says in Hebrews, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if we're looking at this, God wants you and I and each of us to, our faith to be growing, constantly growing. Amen? And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And as the Word of God goes forth, each and every one of us will grow stronger in the Lord. Amen? And sometimes it's not just because you get caught up in something and just because something's going on in your life, that doesn't mean you're not growing in the Lord. Amen? We're going to go through battles. We're going to go through adversity. We're going to go through things in life, and, you know. But God says you can do all things through Christ that gives you strength, and He is helper. He's our very present help in the time of need. So first thing I want to look at is the confidence. And first thing I want to get in our hearts, if you look with me in Ephesians chapter 3, the confidence that we have in Him. First, understand with me that He is faithful. Look to the one next to you and say, He is faithful. You know, the Word of God declares in Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 10, the Apostle Paul writes, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, and whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Say, He is faithful. So since He is faithful, He requires for you and I also to be faithful. You know, in Romans chapter 12, no matter where you're at with the walk with the Lord, amen, whether you're a beginner, whether you're an old timer, or it doesn't matter where you're walking with the Lord, everybody has faith, and God wants us to put what measure of faith we have to practice, amen, to practice what we preach. The Apostle Paul says this in Romans chapter 12, verse number 3, He says, for I say, though through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So everyone in this room, God has dealt the measure of faith. Amen? Amen? So what's happening in our atmosphere today is faith is increasing. Why is it increasing? Because the Word of God is being spoken. What's given, what's coming? Revelation and understanding of who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen? So he says this. He says, okay, we have confidence in Him. I love boldness. Amen? You know, the Bible says, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. That was some Holy Ghost boldness. But the boldness I want you to understand is a boldness to enter into the throne room of grace. Amen? No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, sometimes people feel like they're not worthy to grow into the throne room of a grace. And it never was about your worthiness to begin with. It was about what Christ did for you and I. And we're entering in there by the blood of Christ, because I couldn't go in there because I would be burned, because I'm not perfect, but I serve a perfect God. And he says to you in Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16. He says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Look to your neighbor and say, in faith, I can boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen? Because perfect love casts out all fear. And you have the love of God. Amen. Tell him also, for he has not given you The spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I feel more intelligent sitting beside you. Hallelujah. So, what just took place here? We cast out fear because we spoke the word. We just didn't read it. We spoke it into the atmosphere. And when we spoke it into the atmosphere, things changed. And you know what? Whether you recognize it or not, the one up next to you might have laughed a little bit, but they were encouraged. Hello? You know, he says they have confidence in our text today. To have confidence that we may ask anything according to his will. Amen? And I have here the confiding. I want to speak to you about a subject for a moment on this. Open your Bibles to Zechariah chapter 10. I wasn't going here today, but I am. Zechariah's in the Old Testament. It's right before the last book of the Old Testament. Malachi is the last book. Zechariah is right before it, between Haggai and Malachi. You find Zechariah. Amen. It's just an Old Testament. You go all the way back to the end of the Old Testament before you get to Matthew. But I start as Matthew, then I'll turn back a couple pages. You're in the New Testament of Matthew. I want you to get a hold of this today, because this is what the Lord wants to, something he wants to minister here to. Hallelujah. Go back a couple more pages. Go back Malachi. Go back a couple more pages to Zechariah 10. There you're in Zechariah, and then you'll find 10 coming down the pike there. Hallelujah. And Zechariah 10, verse number 1. He says, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone, grass in the field. And the Lord is speaking my heart. Listen to me. He's speaking my heart. This is an allusion to the Holy Spirit. The natural is prosperity in the natural, but everything proceeds in the spiritual. And one of the things that a lot of your renditions of the Bible that says there's thunders and lightning in that, instead of bright clouds, as it says in the King James. And the Lord says, this is a sunshining rain. This is bright clouds. This isn't cloudy clouds. This is bright clouds of rain. It's a latter day rain. And what he was saying in the rain, now see, it's just like it's raining outside today. And while it's raining, you're asking for more rain. Hello? In other words, God is saying, don't be satisfied where you're at. And even in the presence of God, when God is moving, don't be satisfied where you're at. Ask for more. Ask for more. And the Lord, he was speaking to my heart about when we confide in him. There's an altar here. So many times, you know, everything that you have, there's things in your life that's private between you and the Lord. You don't have to share with everyone. The altars are open to you. There's things in here that you're thankful for. There's things that you need. Don't miss the altar. You know, when two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is found in the midst. And when he is here in our presence, that's the time to seek him. That's the time to call on him. That's the time to bring your petitions before him. Amen. Don't wait till it's a dry season. Ask for more rain in the rain. Are you with me? I just think some spirit-filled people would be saying, hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. He is more than enough. He's El Shaddai. Amen. 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 I don't know about you, but I'm expecting more. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I looked out the other day, and it was really funny because the Lord put this in my heart. And then we looked outside, and it was raining, and the sun was shining, and it was a sunshiny rain, wasn't it, honey? It was just beautiful. He just showed me that to affirm what he was saying to me in the spirit realm. Amen. He is saying for us to constantly be seeking for more rain, even asking for rain. Can you imagine you're getting a torrential rain and you're asking for more? Hello? Hello? So he says to you and I in Matthew chapter 21, Jesus says this. I don't know about you, but the Lord would show me that. It blessed me. It blessed me. Amen. Jesus said this: in all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive it. Whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, confidence, without a doubt, being certain. If we ask according to what? According to his will. Let me ask you something. Is it God's will for you to be sick? Hello? So if I'm asking to be healed, it's according to his will, right? Sometimes we have not because we ask not, and sometimes we have not because we ask amiss. That's why he tells us in James chapter 1, verse number 5. He says this. He says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, confidence, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all their ways. Amen? Amen? So he's saying to us today that we can have confidence to confide in him. But not only would it, that, here's what he wants us to understand. That when we confide in him and we have confidence and we confide in him, that he hears us. Amen? That's our confirmation. Amen? The Word of God says in Psalms chapter 4, verse number 3, the Word of God says this: but know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Jeremiah 33:3, when you call unto him, he will hear you, and he will answer you, and he'll show you great and mighty things that you didn't know. You know? So we look at this, we're talking about our petitions and our prayers in Psalms 34, verse number 17. He says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of their troubles. The Lord is near unto them that are of a broken heart, and save such as be of a contrite or repentive spirit. And he says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them how many? Out of how many? He delivers us out of them all. Amen? We're talking about confidence. We're talking about confiding in him. We're talking about the confirmation that he hears us. And if he hears us, he answers us. Amen? He says in 1 Peter, the Word of God says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 12. He said, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Amen. So we know that we have the confidence that when we confide in him, we have the confirmation that he hears us. And then we put 1 John 5, in closing, we put 1 John chapter 5 to practice. Is that all you have? That's where the word is. Nobody's complaining, right? Let it go, Pastor. He says in verse number 15 in 1 John 5, he says, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. So, what is the Lord saying to you and I today? Look at me in Psalms 118. Verse number 24. The psalmist says, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity or your blessings. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which have showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And the Lord is saying to everyone gathered here today, everyone has something to be grateful and thankful for. Everyone has a need of something, rather for yourself or for another. Hello? You know, we're to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for others. The altar isn't just for ourselves. It's for all the children. It's for our families. It's for our loved ones. And what the Lord was saying to me, and he wants to get in our hearts today, is he says in Isaiah 55, verse 6, he says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Are you listening? So in closing today, what is the Father saying to you and I? Simply put today, that he desires for us to come confidently before the throne of God, to confide in him. And maybe you need to confide in someone else. And God is going to bring you a confirmation. God is going to answer you right where you're at, because he loves each and every one of us so much. Bow your heads and let us pray.